Thank you for tuning in for the first She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Alicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to your first She Word podcast. We will always start our podcast out with having a special guest introduce themselves if we have a special guest. But for this first podcast, I am your special guest because many of you that are listening today really don't know me. You remember school recess, and I loved recess. I was that student that if you asked me like in third grade or fourth grade, what is your favorite class, Alicia? I would say gym, recess, or lunch. And don't you despise when your children do that today when someone asks them what their favorite class is? But when you think back, that was my favorite class. But one thing I loved the most about recess was when we did certain things on the playground, like double dutch, jump rope, hopscotch, and we would play these cute little games. And one was introduce yourself. You remember that? Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. You don't know nothing about that. But if I were to introduce myself to you, I would have to say Alicia Ramsey is a woman that is now 49 years old. Can you believe I am 49 years old? I can believe I'm 49 years old. I am married to John F. Ramsey Sr. I have three amazing children. Well, I've been married for 25 years. I have three amazing children. John Ramsey Jr., who is 23. Yes, I have a young adult. Jeremiah David, which you're going to hear me talk about a lot, who is 19. And Judah Marie, my baby girl, our baby girl. Whew, I'm telling you something, raising a girl in a pandemic is no joke. She is 11. And God has allowed me the opportunity to have many different professions, but I'm truly called to be an educator. I went to Akron University, received my degree in secondary education. I was a social studies teacher for many, many years. And let me tell you something. I was called to middle school. Who is called to middle school? Most people try to get out of middle school and get to the high school or go to the elementary school. But I truly enjoyed middle school. I was in middle school for 15 years and loved every minute of it. Started as a social studies teacher, then became a dean of students. Yes, I was a dean of students, and I'm telling you something that gave me the tenacity, the patience, and the drive that I have today. Then I became an assistant principal and then a principal. And then in 2009, I left my career to work in full-time ministry with my husband. Why did you do that? Well, we'll use that subject for one of our podcasts about transitioning in careers. And so now I have been in full-time ministry with my husband for 10 years, and I have done an array of jobs in ministry. I'm currently back in school, finishing up a doctoral program at Regent University, and I'm looking forward to this new season in my life because in February 2021, I will be turning 50, the big 5-0, transitioning into a new season in my life. So that is me, Alicia Ramsey, and I am looking forward to you learning more about me through this podcast journey, and I'm looking forward to others introducing themselves. So in our podcast, we will always have a question of the day. Question of the day, because I want you to be a part of this journey with me. I can't do it without you. I need you to be a part of this. And the way that you can communicate with me will be via email at arconsulting@gmail.com, arconsulting@gmail.com, or you can actually slide into my DM, and it's okay, on Instagram at Lady Ramsey. Lady Ramsey on Instagram. And I'm eventually going to make a Facebook page for She Words so that we can communicate there too. So for our question of the day or comments, or maybe you want to hear a specific topic discussed, you can email me at arconsulting@gmail.com. So our question for the day, our first question of the day. Why do people create bucket lists? Dun, dun, dun. Bucket list. I know you've heard the term. They had a whole movie about the bucket list. Remember that with Danny Glover? And I don't remember the other gentleman that was in the movie with him, but it was a very interesting movie. That's the first time I even heard about a bucket list. Why do people create bucket lists? So I want you to send me your answer to that question at arconsulting@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at Lady Ramsey. So our subject for today is going to go around our question of the day, bucket list. I made a decision several years ago that I was not going to say bucket list because I didn't want to think about dying. And actually, when I looked at the term bucket list, it wasn't even for me. Remember I mentioned that I will share a lot about our middle son, Jeremiah David, who is 19. Well, Jeremiah David was born with a disability called agenesis of the corpus callosum. That means that a part of his brain is missing, the middle portion of his brain, the corpus callosum that connects the right hemisphere of the brain to the left hemisphere of the brain. So that is missing. He also has colpocephaly, where the left hemisphere of his brain is damaged. This disability, I like to say he is not special needs, but exceptional needs. But this disability has caused him to have epilepsy, so he has seizures. And we have him in the autism spectrum so he can receive those services. So I've been on this journey as a mother of an exceptional needs child now for 19 years. And what I decided to do, and my husband's in full agreement with this, is that when he was 15, I made a live list for him. Not a bucket list, but a live list. And what I started to do was write down things that I knew Jeremiah really would enjoy or really want to do, and do my best to make these things happen for them. Because, you know, a lot of times you hear about the March of Dimes or the Make-A-Wish Foundation granting terminally ill children or severely special needs children with an opportunity that their parents or guardians may not be able to otherwise afford. So I believe that was kind of my mindset, to think that I don't want to wait to give Jeremiah his roses later in life, or if something were to tragically happen, heaven forbid that never happens, but I wanted to make sure that he had a live list. Now, as a mother, remember I told you she words are messages on marriage, motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. I really focus a lot on how I parent in motherhood. And this live list that I created for him was a challenge at first for me, but I knew how important it would be for him to have his live list. Do you have a live list? Do you have a bucket list? And why do you have it? Did you see that movie and then you created it? Did you have a big birthday, you know, when you turn 30, when you turn 40, when you turn 50, when you turn 60, when you turn 70? Is that when you decided these are the different things that I want to do in my life or achieve in my life or be exposed to in life? That is something we really need to think about, especially here in 2021, dealing with political unrest, global epidemic, social injustice. There's so many things happening in the world today that make you say, I'm going to live today to the best of my ability. I'm going to enjoy this moment. I'm thankful that I'm alive and that I am well. And I did not mention when I introduced myself that I am a Christian. I'm non-denominational. I respect all different type of nationalities. I'm not an ethnocentric person at all. I thank God that I've learned a lot over the years being in the presence of people that practice different religions. And even as a former social studies teacher, I had to teach Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism. There are so many different religions I had to learn and teach the students, because when you are teaching about Asia, you can not only just teach the political aspects of it or the cultural aspects of it without teaching the religious beliefs and the forms of the religions that they had back then. So I've always been very curious about different religions, but yet I was absolute in my faith and what I believe. So there are going to be a lot of times when I make reference to the Bible, I make reference to my faith. I make reference to how I function on a daily basis, because it is really important for me to stand on the foundation of God's word. And I believe in faith and speaking things into existence. So for my live list, when I created it, and it's not even my live list. See how I'm talking to you guys? It's the live list for Jeremiah. And when I created the live list, I believe that it's going to happen. Everything I put on that list is going to happen for him. It is going to manifest for him, and he's going to be able to achieve it. If you were just joining us halfway through this podcast, hopefully you'll go back and listen to the beginning. But I asked the question of the day. The question of the day is, why do people create bucket lists? And I said you can send your answers to this question to arconsulting@gmail.com or DM me. Yes, it's okay to DM me on this on Instagram at Lady Ramsey. And I shared that I created a live list, not a bucket list, because bucket makes me think about dying. A live list for our son with exceptional needs, Jeremiah David, who is 19. He'll be 20 July 31st. So on Jeremiah's live list, one of the things I put on there was Jeremiah loves music. So I wanted to expose him to different genres of music. And what I have done, my husband and I have done over the years, has taken him to different places around the country to experience different types of music. So he's been to New York on Broadway. He has seen Lion King. And you know, one thing about it, with the live list, and let me tell you this, for those of you that have a bucket list or live list, first of all, you do have to make sure you economically prepare for those things. You have to ensure that you do your research on certain things. Is it a safe setting? Is it a safe, you know, thing for you to do? You need to make sure, is it something you're going to do by yourself? Do you need to have someone with you or a group with you? So, you know, how are you going to make these things happen? So what I did was we took him to, Lion King was his first musical. And that was one of the times when I realized how much he loved music. Took him to see Cinderella on Broadway as well, with Kiki Palmer and NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta was the stepmother in it. And it was like over 3 hours, and he sat there the entire time. Not his little sister. Had to get up, use the bathroom, get something to drink and all of that. I took my mother with us and our niece, and Jeremiah loved it. And it truly resounded with me that, okay, music gives him life. It soothes his soul. It rejuvenates him. It excites him. So I wanted to make sure there are a lot of things that are a part of his live list that he enjoys. One thing about it, do not be apologetic for what you enjoy. If you are a Christian, whatever your faith may be, there may be things that you enjoy that someone else that practices the same religion what may say to you that, well, you should not like that or you should not enjoy that. You know, in Christ, there should be no condemnation. Yes, we have particular guidelines and standards and things that we believe that we should not do in the Bible, but you need to enjoy life. Some people may enjoy going to an opera, some may not. Some may enjoy going to an R&B concert, some may not. You have to choose what you feel is the best environment for you to enjoy what you have put on your live list. Now, on Jeremiah's live list, I just shared with you, there are a lot of things in regards to music that I put on there. But the thing that set out the most, I mean, just this alarm went off like, dun, 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 I can't even tell you how excited I was to allow this opportunity to happen for him. Well, when Beyonce went on tour a few years ago, I think he was 16 going on 17. It was for his 17th birthday. He loves Beyonce. Now he loves all kinds of, you know, singers. He loves all kinds of music. But he loves Beyonce. I mean, come on now. He's a young man, you know. He may have a part of his brain not there, but he is very cognitive of beautiful women, of women that have amazing voices, of talented women. And she's very talented and she's beautiful. So I knew he loved her. He can look her up on YouTube, loves her music, all of that. I wanted to take him to see her in concert. At first, I had reservations. So on your live list, there are going to be things that you have on your list that you say to yourself, now, do I really want to invest this money? Do I really want to pay that much money for those tickets? Do I really want to invest in that flight? This is your live list. This is your live list. So you are worth the investment. And you have to tell yourself that I am worth the investment. I hope you have daily mantras or scriptures or readings or proclamations that you use. We'll talk about that at one time because I'm big on proclamations. I'm big on self-affirmations, scriptures. I use all of those things to keep me focused, to keep myself motivated. So I need you to say to yourself that I deserve this. What I have on my live list, I deserve it. It's going to manifest and I'm going to make it happen. So I had to tell myself, okay, he's worth this investment. So I would look at the tickets, never would purchase them because I'm a procrastinator. Yes, I'm a procrastinator. I wouldn't buy them. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do it tonight, but this is one thing that I truly believe in, that God will show you some things or bring some things to your remembrance or have someone cross your path to help you to know that, this is something you really need to do. So Jeremiah has friends. Yes, my baby has friends. And one of his friends was going off to Purdue to college and sent me a message and said, hey, one of my friends is selling her Beyonce tickets because she has to be in school at that time. Are you interested? You're the first person I thought of for Jeremiah. The reason he didn't contact Jeremiah directly is because I will share this a little more. Jeremiah is classified as nonverbal. So even though he is nonverbal, he can say a few words, but as far as carrying out a conversation with you, he is not able to do that yet. You see how intentional I am about my words. So once he contacted me about those tickets, I said yes. And I think we did Cash App or PayPal or something. I worked it out. Got the tickets from the young lady. I told my husband about it. He said, well, I want to go. Now, he didn't want to go to the concert because he's not really into R&B music like that. But he wanted to be a part of the experience. So we drove to Chicago. We got a hotel close to the location. Well, no, let me tell you what happened. Now that I'm thinking about it, see how you guys are taking me back down memory lane? I booked a hotel for the wrong dates. That's what I get for always rushing and procrastinating. Motherhood, I'm telling you, I'm not perfect at it. I'm okay at it. But sometimes I rush too much. So I booked. We were in this long line to, get up to, confirm our reservations. I'm just reliving this whole horrific process. We get up there only to find out I booked the room for the day before. And I was so upset at myself, and my husband could just see it on my face, and I was angry, and I didn't, what were we going to do? This is for Jeremiah. I was trying my best to give him this experience. So my husband started calling around and doing his best, and lo and behold, he found us a room close to the hotel that we were supposed to stay at. So we get to our room quickly. I have to change clothes quickly. I change Jeremiah quickly. And all of the people were walking from the hotel to Soldier Stadium in Chicago. It was like a wave of people walking to the concert. And I remember Jeremiah never knew where we were going. I never said the word because he would have known if I would have said the word. So we get on the hotel elevator and there are people, drinking a drink. Now, I didn't smell any, marijuana or anything on people, but people were just nice. So we get on the hotel and they look at me and they go, are you going to? And I kind of shake my head and I say, oh, yeah, we're going to the surprise. And everyone on the elevator started smiling and they said, oh, yeah, the surprise. I said, I think he thinks we're going to church. And they all said, OK, well, we're going to go to church, too. We walk to Soldier Stadium in this wave of people. And this is the time when you had to stand in line a long time because you couldn't take purses or things into the stadium. So I had to stand in this other long line to put my purse in a locker. And I remember calling my husband. I mean, it took a lot to get this live list goal accomplished. But when we finally got into our seat and he saw the stage, he still didn't know. And I remember they had DJ Khaled and they had Chance the Rapper open up, and then she came. That moment was priceless. He grabbed his heart, he looked at me, and He was so excited. And I remember that all of the people sitting around us, all ages, there were older people, there were younger people, Caucasian, Hispanic, you know, all around us. And everyone was so kind. And they would look at him and smile because he was having such a good time. And he was a typical teenager at that moment. And I will remember that for the rest of our life. Check off the list. And it was close to 1 o'clock in the morning. He and I were walking back to the hotel and he still had that smile on his face. And I will remember that moment. And I know he will remember that moment for the rest of our life. So it wasn't about how much I paid for the ticket. It wasn't about the wrong hotel. It wasn't about having to stand in line literally for 45 minutes to get into the venue. But it was about that special moment that he and I shared together that can never be taken away from us. That's why I have a live list. So I need for you to do something for me today. I'm going to give you homework. Yes, homework. Remember I told you I was an educator. Because I need you to invest in what you learn. And your homework is going to be to create, if you have not done it already, is to create a vision board or write a live list of 12 things that you want to do in 2021 for your live list. And the reason I say 12 things is because one each month. Let's be realistic and let's make this a tangible goal, something we know we can achieve. So one goal for each month. And I want you to reach for the stars. Reach far. Something you really think may not be able to happen because you never know that it could happen. And remember, I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to seeing what is going to happen in your life because you're stepping out and doing something different. Remember, our question of the day was, why do people create bucket lists? Have you created a bucket list? Why do they do that? You can send me your answers on arconsulting@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at Lady Ramsey. Thank you so much for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God loves you and I love you too. You say, well, Alicia, how can you love me when you don't even know me? Because love is a choice. And I choose to let God's love shine through me. I want you to also look at yourself, right there where you are, look at yourself, and say, I'm an amazing person. Have an awesome day, and I look forward to you listening again to our She Words.